Hello.
Hey, Rod. Yeah, hey, Rod, how are you? It's Paul from Local Spot.
I'm all right.
Good.
Well, here's my wife right here.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, sir. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well, and happy Friday to you. My name is Paul. What is your name?
Let him tell you everything.
Okay, Mr. Paul, my husband just told me that you should start talking to me as if we have not talked before, and you let me know what you can do for us regarding the business.
Yeah, that's
so what he told me, Paul.
He said everything.
So, you know, I've spoken with Rod many times over the last few months with the branding of the business, the possibility that we can do, you know, Google verified leads. I've run that past him. It's kind of something he doesn't want to do, so I don't really know that it would benefit either of us to talk about that. But where we're at right now is doing search engine optimization combined with social media. That does mean you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing for keywords related to your services. Of course, that means people do not need to already know the name of your business. If they're looking for carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, any of the services you provide, any keyword or variation of how they can do that search, even if they're not spelling things correctly, your business is going to pop up as one of those top options. The calls come directly to you, so you're not paying for leads. It's a flat rate. That rate, by the way, is $249.00. It bills once a month for that exact amount. Now, what that includes is first page placement on Google and Bing in the local map or the PAC result that pops up. That's right near the very top of the page, and it is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Simply put, it is where most people go when they do not know who to call. Of course, every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services again down the road, recommend it to their friends and family, etc. You'll also have all the other destinations and directories that are necessary for that first page placement. You already have a Yelp listing, otherwise we would have created one for you. You'll also have things like Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook, and even Facebook paid ads. Like I said, there's a social media campaign that is part of this. So we can quickly cover anywhere in your service area. We don't draw a big circle around you, so that means we can change the shape of your service area. We can go, you know, twice as far in this direction versus that direction. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. There's $100 of Facebook paid ads included in that $249, and that does equate to 400 clicks. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22, maybe 25 cents per click. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. Again, it's the flat rate of $249. And that does mean that someone, it's maybe even happened to you. You do a search on Google, the next thing you know, whatever you search for is popping up as an advertisement on your Facebook page. It's not a coincidence, of course. It's targeted marketing. And that's exactly what we'd be doing here. For office cleaning, home cleaning, carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, someone does any of those searches or, you know, deep cleaning, whatever they might type in, janitorial service, they type that search into Google, then when they are on their Facebook page the next several times, they see the website that we're going to build. They're going to see the business. They're going to pick up the phone and call. Now, I did only just now mention it. We are including a website. The initial construction, the hosting, the maintenance of the website is all included in that $249 price point. In fact, because I've been speaking with Rod for so long, we've been so close so many times, it never really got anything started. You know, that's actually to this point at your benefit because I was at one point willing and I would still be able to honor the waiving of the initial setup fee. That setup fee is normally another $99, but I'm going to waive that setup fee entirely. It's just $249 as an out-the-door cost. Again, that's a fixed rate. It's a flat rate. No hidden taxes, no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So, you know, like I said, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, whether it's a deep clean or a, you know, carpet cleaning, or if it's recurring you know, cleaning or janitorial services. It is only ever going to be that flat rate of $249. It's a fixed rate that will never go up no matter how long you keep the service.
Just go over what you said that he said he didn't want to do. What was that?
So, oh, that's the Google Verified. So with Google Verified, and it used to be called Google Guarantee, it's local service ads. That you do pay per lead. I do have it in my notes somewhere here, how much you're going to be paying for individual leads. It goes through a Google phone number, and that allows the Google AI to make sure that it is a qualified lead. So the leads are basically vetted for you.
Oh, okay. So let me make sure I understand. This goes through and filter what is scam versus or spam.
Correct.
Versus what is a real true customer. And we don't have to follow leads that are not real.
That is 100% correct. That is 100% correct.
How much is that?
So, yeah, exactly. With most lead services, you get all of those horrible things. Scam calls, people that are outside your service area, people who are looking for a tiny job, but it's not worth doing for you. They're wasting your time. So with Google Verified, the leads are $50.67. But like you said, they are vetted. You know, it has to be someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, it's not a qualified lead, and you wouldn't even pay for it. When the leads are qualified, you pay $50.67. Now, there is a bit of a vetting process.
Per lead
per qualified lead. Per qualified lead, yeah. And then Google wants you to prepay for 13 leads. You kind of have like, you know, a piggy bank full of leads. You prepay $661, and then every lead that you use comes out of that, $50.67. If you only use, say, one lead that first month, the next month you only pay $50.67. Google wants you to kind of top it off every month, so you always have 13 leads, whether you use them or not. If you don't use them, they roll over to the next month. If you need more, you can get more at $50.67 per lead. I think it was maybe that initial $661, although it's not initial. You have to get vetted and verified, and there is a process, but you know, the business would qualify. I've already been through that. It does take about 3 to 5 weeks before you have to come out of pocket for that $661. There is a one-time application fee that stands on paper at $250, but as a senior pricing director, I might be able to get that down to $150 or maybe even a little bit lower, especially if we bundle in with those other services. So that's something that I have talked to Rod about, something he at least wants to hold off for now because kind of budget being the main concern, wanting to make sure that the jobs are coming in before the money's going out. And, you know, obviously with that vetting process, it takes 3 to 5 weeks. With the search engine optimization, the Facebook ads are up and running in about 7 to 10 days, maybe 14. I mean, they have to wait for the website. That website might take 7 to 14 days. But once the website's built, the Facebook ads attached to it, and you're off and running, right? So you can even be getting phone calls in the first couple of weeks through the website and through the Facebook page. But, you know, obviously, you know, the whole point is to get your phone ringing quickly, get the jobs coming in. So that would give you, you know, resources, it would give you revenue, it would give you money coming in before you're even vetted, before you have to pay for the lead if you wanted to continue to do that. But again, that's something that we can always talk about later on. You don't have to, you know, jump in with both feet. You would have to start somewhere, though. And you have to be verified on Google. And I know the terms get redundant and therefore confusing, but you have to have a Google business profile up and running first. Google has to actively recognize you, but you've got that already. So that process has already been started, and that means that we can even do a standalone Google verified or like, you know, the local service ads. We could do that by itself even, But I definitely know that when we're optimizing the business to pop up in the local map or the past result, and you're showing up there as well, giving people the opportunities to see you on that first page twice, you're going to get more phone calls, and a lot of those calls are going to be through that local path, and in that case, you're not paying for the lead.
Mm-hmm.
So I know when I talked to Rod earlier today, because he called in. He called in. It's been a couple of weeks or maybe longer than that since I spoke with Rod, but he called in this morning. And I know he at least wants to get the search engine optimization, the social media, the website part of that going. And that, like I said, without the setup fee, but with the reduction in the cost, that's the $249 out the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If that's what he wants to do, then that's what we'll do.
Okay.
My question is, do you have some type of statistical analysis as to that speaks to people's growth in revenue before your service and after your service?
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, we work all over the United States, in fact, even in Canada, and every industry under the sun, mostly smaller businesses, medium-sized businesses, you know, maybe one location, maybe even one single owner operator, or maybe he's got one crew, or he might have five crews. We do work with businesses that have even multiple locations. In fact, we do service, some of the bigger chains, Vivint and things like that have even over 1,000 locations, Extra Space Storage that has almost 1,500 individual locations. So like a percentage of growth is going to vary significantly. But what I can do right now is a quick search of like how many phone calls you can expect. And again, with that being such a high quality call. Now, I know I have it somewhere in the notes here. But for the business to travel out to the customer, residential or commercial, I mean, I know it's really going to depend maybe on the type of the job, if it's recurring or if it's a one time. But typically, how far would you be willing to travel for the right job?
Baby, how far would you be willing to travel for the right job? What area?
I'd say about 20 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of radiates outward from the 21228, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So if I do a quick search for 20 miles, resident, kind of going out from that zip code, and this is not going to give me everything because I know that you offer so many different services, residential and commercial, every type of cleaning, just about. Do you do window cleaning too?
No, we don't.
No. And for your commercial clients, is there like floor care, like buffing or polishing of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is going to show 12. So there's 12 different search phrases related to residential and commercial cleaning, office cleaning, janitorial service, carpet and upholstery, but that's really a drop in the bucket. I mean, honestly, there's 100 or more valid searches that someone might type in and maybe with regularity. But what I can tell you is this generates the most popular searches, which is typically between 70 and 80% of the total number of searches because your services are so wide and varied. I'd say maybe 70%. But in the last 30 days, a 20-mile radius of 21228 generated 1,816 searches. That's probably not 1,800 people searching once. They might search a couple of times in a couple of different ways. And I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. But Google's been very clear, and it seems to be the case, that regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, the businesses that are on the first page for their services and the keywords related to their services see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches to translate into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,800 searches 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36, because this is probably only about 70, maybe 75% of the total number of searches. You're looking more at like 25 on the low end, 50 on the high end, calls directly to you from someone who would have seen the website that we build for you first. And like Rod called in today, when they're calling you directly and specifically after seeing the website, they're ready to hire you. They're ready to get things going. And even a modest conversion rate is not just going to have you paying for the service, but being very profitable. And I would say even being able to kind of pick and choose and be selective. I know with so many of the other search, those lead services, you know, so much of it doesn't even, you know, qualify as a qualified lead or a good job. But the ones that turn into jobs, even if they're a little too far away or too small or not exactly what you want to do, but still going to make you money, you feel inclined, even compelled to take that job because you've got so much money going out and no jobs coming in. But this is quite different than that, especially with Google Verified, if we're going to add that. But we are still going to be very clear, very specific about the keywords, the services that you want to provide, your service area. We'll put before and after photos on there. People can learn about your company and things like that, and you're getting phone calls. Not a phone number that you have to chase down, but a phone call from someone who saw your website first. They know you provide the services, and they're, you know, wanting one or more of those services, and they're calling you because they saw something that they liked. So a very, very high conversion rate, and with 25 or 50 phone calls coming to you from someone who saw that website before they called you, that's going to be something that you're definitely going to benefit from. I think you'll even be able to pick and choose the job, and since some of that is going to be recurring work, it's going to help you guys to stay busy and profitable. And that's kind of how we've kept our doors open for more than 21 years, providing a quality service at a fair price. And like you guys experienced, when people are happy with the service, they keep using it. So that's something that I've seen as a senior pricing director. I've been with the company almost 13 years. I've got clients that have been with me, in many cases, over 10 years. So I know that our service works for so many businesses out there. I know it would work for you guys. And I think at least getting started with that social media and search engine optimization, that's a great place to start, making sure your phone calls are coming and things like that. And then when the jobs are coming in, if you want to invest even a little bit more, if you're still looking to take on more work, we can always follow up with the Google Verified or the local service ads.
I believe this is something that he wants to do. He talked to me about it, and so that was why.
I can see why he talked to you about it. You asked very great questions, and I know you helped him to manage the business, and I know that this is going to help you guys. Now, it's still before and after cleaning solutions with the and being the symbol, not the word and spelled out, but the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, before
Correct.
And after cleaning solutions. And it is a service-based business, right, meaning that no one comes to you. There's not a physical address or showroom or location that you want us to promote for the business. Nothing the public
Correct.
Needs to know about. Okay. I do have Rod's email, but he wants me to set you up as the primary point of contact, meaning that you would probably be the one to contact for any, like, photos that we might need or things like that, and we would be expecting you maybe to be the one who's calling us. Did you want to provide your email instead?
So I am a trauma ICU nurse, so I work nights and sleep during the day.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that everything should go through Farad. However, I'm going to be working.
Overseeing
and
it and kind of following up with them. Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. And
bless you
for the work you do as a trauma nurse. I mean, that is so important for so many people. Did you want to put your email on here as well?
Well, the business does have an email
that you both have access to.
Right, and it's
okay.
The letter B, the number 4.
Okay.
Let me make sure, because it's a Google email. Oh, shoot, that's not, hold on. Let me make sure.
Okay. Sure. No problem.
Did I give you the right one? Let me get out of here. Oh, and okay. This one is the letter B, the number 4, and the word AND,
right,
after cleaning solution. Of course, you know, cleaningsolutions@gmail.com.
Okay,
so
perfect.
we can use that one.
Yeah, that's
for
a good
our
one.
Email, if that is the question that you were after.
Yeah, it is. And I know the AND is spelled out because it's an email and you can't have weird symbols in an email. And it is a very good representation of the business name, so we can actually use that email on your website as well. And then for that initial investment of the $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Yeah, we can do Visa.
Okay.
Just one moment. Let me get my card. Hold on.
Oh, sure. Trained expert technicians speak with you guys in detail about, you know, the company, the services you want to provide, the areas you want to be found, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about the business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. That's going to help us to build out the website and to create the content. Now, at this point, the only available client interview time that we have today is 5 p.m. But if that does work out for either of you, it's in about an hour and 45 minutes or so. If that does still work out for you, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working. You can be driving as long as you're carrying on a conversation. It really is just kind of basic off the top of your head questions. But that's the one spot that I still have available today. As we look out to Monday, I'm sure the calendar is fairly wide open. Yeah, it is. There's about 10 or 12 different options on Monday. But would that work out today at 5?
I would like to possibly do maybe Monday.
Okay.
Because I had kind of been, you know, playing around with, you know, website and other people.
Sure.
And I had verbiage that I definitely want to be used
included
on this website.
Yeah, we can do that. We can definitely do that. Now, do keep in mind, because I didn't mention it, I should mention it now. I think I did mention that the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included, so anything we don't get in that initial client interview, follow-up calls, emails, whatever is necessary, we can always update and add content. There's never any additional cost for that. I know that I did not mention that, or that you'll have access to a website editor tool, so you can make changes on your own. But obviously, whether you make the changes or if you just want us to make all the changes and do it on our end, there's no additional cost for that. But I definitely understand you kind of wanting to have as much information before we do that follow-up call. And Monday is pretty wide open, like I mentioned. As early as 11 a.m., that's the first one, so we're booked out a little bit in the morning, but as early as 11 and then as late as 6, with just about every half hour scheduled in between. We schedule by the half hour. The calls take about 40 minutes or so obviously they overlap with different agents. But did you want something kind of late morning, early afternoon, or maybe even as late as 6 o'clock?
Let me ask. Babe, on Monday, I know that's your busy day. When are you available to have a 30-minute phone conference with this guy? Like, okay. But he can go as late as 6 p.m. Okay, can we do 5?
5 on Monday, though? Not 5 today. 5 on Monday?
Correct. 5
yeah,
on
so
Monday.
Five, we've got a 5:30, we've got a 4:30, we've got a 5, and a 5:30, and, of course, the 6. Do you want to just do that 5 then?
Yeah, 5
okay.
is best.
5 is best. We'll schedule it from 5. It's technically going to be scheduled from 5 until 6, but it takes about 30, 40 minutes or so. So at 4, you'll get a reminder email. Our automated system will remind you that the call is scheduled an hour later, in this case at 5. And before I get off, or shortly after I get off the phone call, I'm going to send you a calendar invite just to the email that you just gave me, just as a reminder. And then you said it was a Visa. Is this your card or Rod's card?
No, yeah, it's my card. Okay. There was some other questions. My question regarding the website.
Okay.
I don't want a website that's just a cut and paste. I want
right.
a website that has some animation. And at one time, I had actually did a commercial for the business that I put on our Better Business Bureau website.
Okay.
I would like to redo that. But the website that we have, is it going to give us the capability to have that kind of animation, commercial, animation where we fade in and out, like here's the before picture, and then it fades into here's the after picture.
We can do that, we can do that. There's going to be multiple pages and multiple tabs. There's going to be obviously room for photos and also videos. So we can put videos on that website so that it really has that movement that you're talking about, the animation that grabs someone's attention. We definitely know that websites need to not just provide information, but they have to draw that potential customer in so that they can see that information. So this is going to attract eyes to your website and keep those eyes glued on that website as they continue to look through more information, because we know that the last thing that any business wants is a website that makes someone immediately click their back button and look for someone else's website. So our websites are modern, they're Google compliant, they're mobile optimized, they're conversion driven, and it's going to be exactly what you're looking for, especially since it's going to be right on that first page, getting those eyes on it, which will translate into those phone calls.
Okay.
And
all
then
right.
The phone number that we're speaking on, this is still a good phone number for us to use to make that follow-up call?
Yes, it is. Also, maybe should I have them use my phone number as a second number? Or,
yes, I can do that.
Or what do you think? Because they're going to use the before and after cleaningsolutions at gmail.com as your email, because that business, that was already established. And then your number is the primary number, so before and after cleaningsolutions at gmail.com. And your number and contact number is going to be what's on the website page for people to call, but do you want me to add my name as, I mean, my name and number as a follow-up? Meaning that if there's, like, any issues, questions, blah, 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 you know, they would call me, not necessarily for the public. Was it Paul?
It is, yes. And I was overhearing you talking to Ron. This number would not be a number to promote at all for your business, but a secondary number that we can try if we don't reach Ron on the main number, and we'll also have it on file. So if you call us, we'll know that it's okay to speak with you. I'm going to put you on here as an authorized point of contact.
That's exactly how we would prefer it to be. So, again, my name is, I still go by my maiden name, Kimberly L. Cross, C-R-O-S-S, and my phone number is area code 402-813-0428.
So for the phone number, I have 402-813-0428.
Yes, and I, again, you know, like an authorized to, like, call in to give you all information, 100%. You know, more pictures, more video commercials, you know, call in to make more payments, blah, blah, blah.
100%. So I'm going to have you listed as wife, partner, and fully authorized point of contact. Fully authorized meaning anything related to the account, it's okay to talk to you about.
Correct.
And then you said your first name was Kimberly. Is that K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y?
Yes.
And then the middle initial of L?
L as in Larry.
And then could you spell your last name, your maiden name again?
C-R-O-S-S.
Cross. Okay. And it is the card in your name? Is the middle initial on that card as well?
Yes, sir.
It is. Okay. And I believe you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Yes. 4427. 5600. 1592-9870.
And the expiration month and year?
12/30.
12/2030. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
996.
So I've got 996, 996 on the back. Again, December or 12/2030 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4427-5600-1592 and then 9870?
Correct, sir.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card 6212 Frederick Avenue?
No, sir. The billing address for this card is 2929 North 48th, 48th Street.
Okay.
The city, Omaha, O-M-A-H-A, state, Nebraska.
Okay.
The zip code, 68104.
So 68104. Okay.
Yes.
And then you did see the middle initial of L is on that card. Now, one thing that I am required to do here, and this is because we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So that you know that it is that flat rate, that we are including the website, that we've waived the initial setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to kind of clarify my question. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?
Okay.
I have before and after cleaning solutions. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the and in this case is the symbol for the word, not and spelled out. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kimberly L. Cross. I am the manager,
okay.
Executive manager.
And Ms. Clark, as the executive manager of Before and After Cleaning Solutions, Kimberly, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Okay. And just for clarity, Rod is your husband, and he is essentially the owner of the business, and he's there as well.
Yes.
And then it says, and for the billing information that you did provide, that card in your name, of course you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in this campaign. And that's simply because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, sir.
Perfect, of course. Now, it's just in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of the agreement. There's a couple of reasons we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content we'll be creating for before and after cleaning solutions, of course we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And equally or maybe even more important, it's our job in part to make sure that your business information is accurate online. So, you know, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll, of course, be the ones to create the website. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, meaning if anyone else is going to create content for your business online, excuse me, we ask that you let us know about that. We're not saying you cannot hire somebody else, but if you do, just let us know. Is that fair?
That's fair. Let me ask you this. We do have relationship with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Because we felt like with that seal and that approval, it would also create a different clientele, a different type clientele other than someone who just wanted, you know, one and done, to have that Better Business Bureau feel proving that we were vetted. Is that still something that we can participate in?
Absolutely. And like I said, we're just making sure that your business information online is always consistent. And in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that to me, because if you want, we can have like the Better Business Bureau icon or logo on your website with a clickable link to your listing with the BBB. We can do that with the website. So like I said, as long as you're not having someone who might, you know, list a different phone number or spell the and out A-N-D, as long as there's not going to be like misinformation or inconsistencies in the branding of your name, address, phone number, or website, because those things can inadvertently affect your placement in a negative way. We just want to make sure that there's anything new that comes along. Like I said, we do the audit every so often anyway, But if something new comes along, it's good just to let us know, just so we're aware of it, just so we can make sure that they're still listing the business the same way, that they're still listing the services the same way and things like that. Okay? Now, with all the things that we talked about, again, with the setup fee being waived, with the reduction of the cost being applied here, with the website being included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, will be charged today's date, the 30th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes, there's no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, again, this includes content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Again, that website is included at no additional cost. Now, of course, to create all that content, we may need some information from you to get you verified on Google to make sure that everything meets Google's criteria and is Google compliant. We may need things like proof of insurance. Any licensing may be applicable. Not everything is, but certainly for to building out the website, we want photos of things that are relating to the services you provide, before and after photos, and then even just to make sure that everything is Google compliant, we may want photos of tools or equipment, the service vehicle, and things like that. And of course, we kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days, as failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit those items within the first 7 days?
Yes, as long as you itemize out what we need so that we can start working on those things.
That's perfect. You will always know in advance the things that we need. And then, I mean, with any form of advertising, obviously we want you to give it the opportunity to work. The first month is great. The second month is even better. Now, I did mention a couple of things here as far as the timing, but I am required to kind of go over you in a little bit more detail. We typically will do your client interview first day, second day, third business day. So we're doing it on Monday, and then obviously that's well within the time frame, so that gets the ball rolling. Days 5 through 7, that's when your dashboard access is up and running. You have 24/7 access to tracking, reporting, again, website editor tool, all that's available, because after that time, or before that time, I should say, that's when all the directories are submitted and everything is there to be available to track. Again, I mentioned before, but I do need to reiterate that they want us to say 7 to 14 days for the website and the Facebook ads. The Facebook ads are really just waiting for that website, and as long as we get photos from you in a timely fashion, that website might be 7 to 10 days. And again, we can always update content. There's never any additional cost for that. Days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders, listed throughout your service area, rankings increase over time, and of course, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, continuous reporting, updates, support, review, etc. Now, like I said, with any form of advertising, we want you to give it a fair chance. It is, of course, a month-to-month service. You can discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. We do need to have you speak with a live agent. If you email us saying, hey, can you pause it for next month, we will follow up with you and try to speak with you in person. All that we do ask to prevent the charge for the following month is that you do speak with a live agent and that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Kimberly, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you, Kimberly, understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Is it automatic payment? And if so, when does it, what day is my payment due?
I do want to clarify, and I may have inadvertently skipped over that part. So, I got a little distracted with the time frame, and then I got off track a little bit when I ad-libbed a little. So let me go back to the verbatim. Your payment for the initial term and the, including the account setup, which we're waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 30th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249. Now, your payments will automatically renew on the 30th day of the month in the exact amount of $249. And again, that is an exact amount that will never go up, so that's a recurring monthly. It is a flat rate of exactly $249. It's a fixed rate that will never go up on you.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
So I'm assuming in the event that there's only 28 days, which is what, just one month?
February. It goes on the last day in that case, yeah. If today were the 31st, I would read that, even though it's not written into it that way. If today were the 31st, I would say that it bills on the last day of the month, be it the 30th, the 31st, or in the case of February, the 28th. But in this case, every month except for February has a 30th in it. So it will bill next month on the 28th, the last day of the month, and then on the 30th of the month, moving forward every month after that, until we get to February. But yeah, that's a great question, and I'm glad to clarify that. So in the next couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It's our welcome email. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, and things like that. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, just one second here.
Sure.
So moving forward, you would not be our personal contact. It would just be whoever we get when we call online. When we call the number, correct?
So that is correct. I am an account manager, but I don't take phone calls for like website updates and things like that. I have a very well-versed, well-educated, and actually a lot of them have been around almost as long as I have. I have a support team. So I can give you my number and their number. It's the same toll-free, which is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option
25.
Mm-hmm. So it actually spells out 87763 local if you wanted to go that route, but it's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time, okay? Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all that information by way of email in the next couple of minutes here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed after you emailed out to you separately, and then, of course, if you email the support team, they will follow up that same business day, or maybe the next business day, if the email from you comes either after hours or very late in the day, they'll follow up with you the following business day. Now, I did want to just make sure, are you guys going to be wanting to be listed 24/7, Monday through Friday? When do you want your customers to call you?
Monday through, when do you want the customers to call? Monday through Friday from like 10 to 6?
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Right? Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 10 to 4, closed Sunday and holidays.
Okay, so you said Monday through Friday, that was 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday was 10 to 4. And then
Saturday, 10 to 4. Or, no, 10 to 3, right? 10 to 3, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay, 10 to 3. Close Saturday, close Sunday, and holidays.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And at this point in time, are you taking anything other than cash and check? Anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
We take Zelle. What? Zelle, Cash App. Yeah, Zelle and Cash App.
Okay.
We take. No checks.
No
checks. So it's cash, money order, Zelle, mm-hmm. Cash App. Most people either have Zelle or Cash App.
So no cash, no cash, cash, but no checks, no credit card, no PayPal or Venmo.
You know what, we're going to have to, because you should be, we're going, okay, put that we take credit card, and I'm gonna give him the square so that he can run the credit card. So
a lot of people have credit card, and they're more than happy to do that.
So I will do that. Oh, say credit debit.
Credit
or debit. Zelle, Cash App. Of course, cash, no checks.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Now, I know you do residential and commercial, but
mm-hmm.
do you have any preference? One over the other?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, perfect. Give me just one second here. I'm just going to put you on a real brief hold. Just trying to get everything set up here. I'm actually putting in a couple of discounts here and including the website. Just one second. So when I originally set this up, we do want to have a security question and answer, and I think I have already done that before. I do have the first pet as Lady. Is that still a security question and answer that you want to keep on here?
Do you want to keep Lady as the security question and answer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I will make sure that we have our client interview scheduled.
That's my dog,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the question is first pet's name. We don't get specific on the type of the pet. And then we do have, you're going to get in a little bit here, the email, that's what we got an hour prior, but the calendar invite, I should say. The calendar invite to that follow-up call, which we have, that we're going to schedule on Monday at 5 o'clock. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And you're going to get a couple of emails here. Our system is having a little bit of trouble because this is a previously existing account, and it looks like it's got a couple of, like, shell accounts that were linked to different phone numbers and variations on the spelling of the name. But we're trying to reconcile everything so it builds on the right account, the current account. It might take a couple of minutes here, but you are going to get a couple of emails once everything is set up. You'll get the reminder email, the calendar invite sent out to you. You're going to get the a welcome email. With your welcome email, again, is important not just because it has our client support information, which you already have. It's also going to have your login credentials. Now, it will give you also a link to the written terms and conditions. We're going to want you to click on that link. It's going to be really easy. It's going to be set up with your name, Kimberly, because that's on the billing. But we're going to want you to click on three different boxes, one that you are the certified holder of the card, one that you allow us to send you SMS or text messages, and also that you're an authorized holder of the card on file. It's going to want you to type in Kimberly L. Cross and hit submit or confirm signature. That gets the ball rolling, lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, etc., allows us to do the initial NAPW audit. It will make a lot more sense when you see it. You'll also get another email that may or may not be relevant, again, but any pictures that you send us will help us to either verify the account, get everything Google compliant, or in many cases help us to build out the website. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you on Monday, I'll be on the first part of that call just to say a quick hello, answer any questions that you might have, and then, of course, introduce you to your technician. If I happen to already be on a call, of course, they'll call you on their own, and they will take really good care of you. Other than that, I want to thank you both for your time, your patience, your kindness, and we're looking forward to getting this going for you, and I do hope that I'm available and able to be on that call on Monday.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
GF Law, so would you talk to her?
Yeah, I know. I have it in my notes here. I was almost laughing to myself when I saw it. I'd have to look again, but it was quite some time ago that I put in the notes that you wanted me to speak with your wife. I'm really glad we actually got that accomplished because now we're finally moving things forward. And Kimberly, it has been a real pleasure speaking with you. I do absolutely understand why Rod kind of deferred to you. I mean, not only happy wife, happy life, but you have a really good head on your shoulders. You have, I mean, obviously you're a trauma nurse. You're really good at thinking on your feet, and you're really intelligent. Obviously that came across in my conversation with you, and I definitely know why he seeks your guidance and even relies on your help and support and the helping and management of his business. And I do thank you guys both. You guys have a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and patience, and I clearly understand everything that's going on. But if I'm a thinker, so if I think of any other questions, of course, I'll be reaching out to you guys, or I'll write them down and wait for our phone conference on Monday.
We actually love that. I mean, we love our clients that are actively involved. And again, we want you to be a big part of the process, you know, because, you know, teamwork does make the dream work. And as long as we're a team, and as long as we're working together, as long as we're on the same page, then everything's going to be firing on all cylinders and clicking into place accordingly. And it's going to help you. So we really appreciate that. And again, you guys have a fantastic weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.